Hope you all are doing well. Confession of sin this morning is from Acts 5, 1 through 10. So if you have your Bibles, you can follow along. Go ahead and read. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, Tell me, whether ye stole the land for so much? And she said, Yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, How is it ye agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then she fell down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. So if you read the context, in Acts chapter 4, 36 through 37, you can see that a man named Joseph, who is surnamed Barnabas, sold land and brought all of the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. So Ananias and his wife wanted to look good before men. They were not truly generous. Obviously, you can't lie to God, and they both received just punishment for their sins. While lying may not seem like a big sin, God is holy and righteous, and lying lips are an abomination unto him. That's Proverbs 6:17. What can we learn from this story? Number one, we should not seek the praise of men. Number two, we should never lie, especially to cover up sin. And number three, you can't hide sin from God. God is omniscient, which means he knows everything. Yet God loves us enough that he sent his only son Jesus to die for you and me so that we could be forgiven. If you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Father, I thank you for your word that teaches us how to live. Thank you that it reveals our sin to us. Lord, help us to honor you in our thoughts, words, and actions. In Jesus' name, amen.